Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a really good show for you today.
Excellent show.
I told a story, gave you guys an opportunity to help out with something really special.
Mm-hmm.
We also heard all about Natalia's return, triumphant return to volleyball.
Right.
But first,
hey, do you own or rent your home? I bet you do. And it can be hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
7 years ago, college wrestler Damien Hurd disappeared from a party in Gunnison, Colorado.
Everyone had been drinking or whatever, the usual party scene.
When, how, and why he left are questions I need your help to understand.
Nobody's heard from him.
No, it's just like he disappeared.
From Cold Case Productions and Podcast One, Final Days on Earth, The Life and Death of Damien Hurd. I'm your host, Claire Sanima. Join me April 20th for the season premiere.
What's up, everybody?
It's a very special For Crying Out Loud
because it really is
like Christmas morning when I walked in. We'll talk about that in a second. And Kaylin, give us a health update.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my second vaccine on Sunday, the Pfizer.
You're mm-hmm. so brave.
I know. And I felt a little bit after the first one. And Dr. Drew warned me, you're gonna be feeling it after the second one. So I got my vaccine at 11:30 in the morning, and I was like, oh, you know, I'll be able to tough it out. It'll be fine. Like, we'll be able to come in on Monday and do our show. And so I went into work on Sunday. I came home at around 9, and
okay.
I went right to sleep, and I woke up.
Were you tired?
I was tired. I didn't think I was that tired, but as soon as I laid down, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling a little iffy, so I'm just going to go to sleep. And then I woke up at, like, 11:30 midnight. And it was just like the worst feeling.
It's like
sicker than I've ever been, that I can remember being. And I remember getting up to go to the bathroom and coming back, and it was so cold I just started like shaking.
No.
And then I warmed up, but I couldn't stop shaking. I was just shaking for like 45 minutes. And I kept waking up throughout the night. My whole body was sore. Eventually by like 10 a.m. I developed just a gnarly headache. And needless to say, I had to cancel our show yesterday.
Jeez.
And all yesterday, I felt like crap. Today, I still don't feel very well, but I'm doing much better than I was yesterday.
Oh, my God. You're not really a good ad.
Yeah, yeah. Going into my second shot coming up.
LB just got her second dose yesterday, but she's feeling fine because she's 16.
I should tell people that this is because of the autoimmune disease that I have.
Oh.
So remember when I got the blood – I had the blood clots, my blood disorder. That's – because of that, that I reacted so severely to the vaccine.
Is that why Drew told you to watch out?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But I hear a lot of people
a lot of people with side effects too. Although I hear a lot of people without side effects. The lady that gave me the shot was like, my grandmother just got the same Moderna shot, second one, mild symptoms, and she was fine.
Well, apparently old people don't have great immune systems.
Right.
So they do better.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the oldies, like people in their 90s are like, what are you talking about? I want to go for a jog. They feel better than ever. They're like, what, did you give me adrenaline?
Masks, schmasks now. They're ripping their masks off, burning their masks with their bras.
Sorry, Kaylin. We'll try to keep it down.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm good enough. So, yeah.
But look at him. He's all
look at
masked.
Him. Yeah, he's like. But wait, speaking of all that, did you know that Sonny wanted to watch the movie that your dad's in because your dad's in the movie,
which
The
one?
Rock?
Well, I heard Adam convince Sonny to watch that movie, but Sonny didn't want to.
Oh,
that's the way it was told
Sonny told me he wanted to see. He was like, Dad wanted to watch The Rock the other night.
Yeah, he was like, Sonny, we should watch The Rock. It's great. Let's watch it in the movie theater. And then Sonny was like, meh. And then Natalia came in and told them both that they're not allowed to use the theater.
Told them to beat it.
What about The Abyss?
That one probably isn't as exciting.
I love that movie.
It's good, but
yeah, but Adam's The Rock. Adam was like, I love The Rock. He loves it.
Oh, my God.
That's a fun movie.
I used to love that movie so much. And, okay, quick story. John, when we were first dating, really wanted me to like action movies.
Yes.
He's not even a huge action movie guy.
Right.
So he made me watch The Rock, and I went kicking and screaming. I was like, this is so not up my alley.
Yeah,
like, next
I know.
I'm going to have to watch like Asteroid or
right.
some stupid shit like this. You know, so I watched the movie, and as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is a really good movie. You know, of course, I have to keep asking him to explain stuff to me because
right.
that's just every movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, as he's explaining it and, you know, Sean Connery's in it. and the movie's so good. So we get to the end of the movie and I was like, oh, my God, that was amazing. So, you know, me with mm-hmm. my memory, this mm-hmm. has been going on for many years. You know, like a couple weeks later, I'm like, let's watch The Rock again. And John, who does not share my memory issues, is just like, we just watched it. And I was like, but I've already forgotten it. All I know is it's good.
Right.
So this became like a running joke between us because he would never watch it again with me. I have since watched it again. But then almost like every week I'd be like, you want to watch The Rock?
Or don't you think? I think you and I think Xander might enjoy it.
I think he might. It's a yeah. little hard to understand, right? Or is that just me?
I don't remember.
I think it's that hard to understand. I don't know. I've seen it so many times now that I – no, it should be fine.
And I think Sonny's going to love it eventually when they ever get there. But yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun movie for sure.
Yeah.
Should we say hello to
our
fabulous Patreon
yes!
subscribers like Athena Ginchard?
Yes, Athena.
Miss Chanel.
Thank you again.
If you're nasty.
Yeah.
Which she is. Elizabeth Williamson.
She's got
so many
one
kids.
Too many, maybe.
One too many. Think about which one you want to part with and give back to us. Julia Gulia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, honey. Polly, Mrs. Butterworth.
Hey, Polly.
Dina.
Heart emoji.
Carrie Soberry.
She's sweet.
Yeah. Sorry, Carrie. Yeah. Valerie hits it out of the park every week. Kelly Luther Vandross. Hero is my Yamashita.
Uh-huh.
He's just a big, mushy Yamashita.
Yeah, he is.
Krista gets the job.
Hey, Krista.
Colleen.
Skater girl.
Yes. Gabby and Missy.
I miss those two.
Me too.
Have we heard from them?
No, they're missing in action.
Not again.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Eshan.
Bow chicka bow.
Rebecca Lubin. Hello. Put you in my pocket. Kelly Brandt.
She's your aunt. Yeah.
Yes, she is. Angie mm-hmm. Saldivar.
She's not your aunt.
No, but she and I reconnected.
Oh, good. So she's your friend.
We're on good terms again.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Michelle McKibben. What's up,
Michelle?
Amy Hunt.
Hi, Amy.
That dog can hunt. Erin. Mm-hmm. Who this? Alicia.
Escalante.
Okay. Almost done. Leslie. Why? Cough.
Why? Perfect. Stop coughing. Cover your mouth. Cough into your arm.
Sarah.
Fano.
And Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell. Those two love bugs.
Aww.
Love those bitches.
Yeah.
So. Listen. I don't want to start off.
Yes.
With something sad.
Okay.
But I am – okay. I have a story for you.
Yes. Okay.
And I just want you to know that this is a sensitive story, but I've cleared telling this story.
Oh, good.
So
okay. So it won't get
taken
down.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No. It's not that kind of story. It's – okay. So remember I told you, and I don't know if I told you on the regular show or a Patreon episode, about Xander's new friend – who is great kid,
yeah.
named mm-hmm. I called him Lyle Crocodile.
Oh, yeah, remember him? Yes, yes.
Okay. Remember how I did that thing that we try not to do, which is I interfered in his business because he was saying he just didn't feel like he had friends?
Right.
Remember?
Right.
I can't remember if this was Patreon or regular show.
Right.
But suffice it to say that in a moment of mom weakness, I was like, And I said, why don't you reach out to him? They were messaging each other from school. He's never met the kid. He hadn't met him.
Right.
Online school. Why don't you message him and see if he wants to, like, hang out sometime?
Yeah.
And Xander was like, Mom, awkward. Like, he doesn't want to be rejected.
Right.
I said, what if I reach out to the mom and, like, try to hook it up? Would you be amenable to that? And he's like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Right.
I got it worked out. I reached out to the mom. And then I think I was telling you that – so the mom doesn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, no problem, you know. And I went and picked the kid up.
Okay.
They spent the day together. They had a great time.
At your house?
At my house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Outside. They went outside. They walked to Starbucks. They were like, you know, free range chickens.
Right.
And it was great. Roman. They had a great day, you know. He had so much fun with him. And then we saw him the next weekend. And then, like, maybe 2 days that weekend. The mom is super sweet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I found out kind of early on, the kid made a reference to the fact that he'd been in foster care.
Really?
Yeah. So, of course, I was like, you know when you hear certain things and, of course, your mom ears, like, perk up, like, big time. You're like, wait, what?
Right.
You were living where?
Right.
And he was so matter of fact about it. He was just like, yeah, when I was living in foster care, I was living in foster care for a while. And I was like, how long? You know me, I'm nosy.
Right.
As fuck. I was like, well, what do you?
You start at the beginning.
Yeah. Right. But you don't want to.
Yes.
I didn't want to make him uncomfortable.
Right.
I didn't want to pry. So I was just like, oh, really? I tried to keep my voice really neutral, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was
so
like,
he
yeah.
said it out like in he, front of you.
Yes.
Like, OK.
He just said it.
Right.
Oh, I know. Because he really likes the band Queen.
Uh-huh.
Oh. This is how Xander and this kid connected. Uh-huh. They would Xander put up a picture on his Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make the story a little longer than it needs to be, but
that's
it's
fine.
A cute story.
It's cute.
Xander puts up a picture of Elton John for some reason, and this kid, Lyle, messages him and says, like, oh, I like that picture. Like, I love Elton John.
Right.
He likes classic rock. And then they start, like, having a little chat back and forth, and then we find out he likes Queen. So we're driving, and I was like, I'm making conversation. I go, oh, did you see the Queen movie?
Mm-hmm.
Which is called, like –
oh.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
And he's like, oh,
great
no.
Movie.
When it came out, I was in foster care, and my foster family wouldn't let me see it. And I was like, you were in foster care? So then I ask a few leading questions, but, you know, so later I'm like, Xander, what? When he was in foster care, did you find out why?
Right, right.
Because I'm thinking the worst, but it's actually like I'm thinking where her kid's taken over. The mom, she seems so sweet. I meet her. She's like slightly helicopter.
So wait a minute. Is that his real mom though?
Totally his real mom.
Oh, so you know that that's his biological mom.
Yes, that's his mom. He told me he'd been in foster care, but now he's back with his mom. That's his mom.
Okay.
And he's
okay.
So happy to be back with his mom.
Okay.
Apparently foster home living was no bueno. Mm. So then I'm like, of course, really wanting to know why he was in foster care. Later, Xander found out that it was because his mom had they discovered a heart condition. Yes. The story just keeps getting worse. The mom was at work and had like a stroke, a number of strokes, which I asked Julie Kasem about this because – and then she apparently had multiple heart surgeries, open heart surgeries. Doesn't have family.
Oh,
came here from another country when she was a teenager.
No dad. There's no
– no dad is not in the picture.
Okay.
No real extended family, a few cousins, but not in a situation to help her.
Oh,
so the kids were had to be put in foster care while she recovered. She woke up in a hospital and didn't know what happened and had surgery. And, yeah, it's a terrible story.
Haram.
Yeah.
No.
So the kids were in foster care, Lynette, for a year.
Oh, my
God. Two different foster homes. There's a
separated.
There's a 10-year-old daughter. No, they were together, but – you know, of course, they're so happy. So this is – I don't know any of this at the time that he's first at our house. So you know me.
Mm-hmm.
you have like a kid coming over for the first time, right?
Right.
I become the mom from Mean Girls, you know.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Guys want takeout? Right. I'm not a regular mom. Right. I'm a cool mom.
Right,
like,
right.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Whatever you want to eat, whatever you want to do.
You guys want to go rob a 7-Eleven? I'll drive you. Come on. Hop in. Like crazy.
Right.
So, you know, we pull out all the stops and we get them some Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
So John is like me. You got to seriously. John is just like, what? So he orders a taco and fries. And John's like, a taco?
Right, right.
Get the fuck out of here with a taco.
He's like, taco.
So he gets him like 3 tacos,
right.
Some fries, you know, whatever. So the kid eats a taco and like a few fries, and then he pushes the other 2 tacos on the table and the fries like together and just leaves them on the dining room table. So, of course, I'm like, hey, Lyle.
Crocodile.
Aren't you hungry? Like, you haven't eaten. Like, it's dinner time. How come you're not eating the tacos? And he's like, oh, it's okay. He's like, I'm going to bring them home for my mom and my sister. Lynette.
Oh, my God.
Like, my chest was, of course, immediately like, oh, my God, I can't breathe. Like, what? What? So I was like, so then now he's been over several more times. So every time he comes over, we just order extra food. Like whatever we're getting, we just get more. The other day I made a lasagna. I just like took half the lasagna, packed it up. Every time I'm like, do you think your mom and sister would like this? And he's like, yes. Send him a pizza. Send him home some lasagna. So I'm like, so the other day I'm dropping him off or picking him up. Oh, and I had asked the mom. I texted her, so I don't know her very well. But, you know, I had texted her and I was like, hey, did you get your vaccine? And she was like, oh, no, I didn't get it yet. And I was like, well, hey, do you want me to help you get an appointment? You want me to take you? And I'm not trying to make myself sound nice. It's just that it's not a problem for
me. Right.
And I'm like,
and she doesn't have a car.
Doesn't have a car and sure. Her health is like imperiled right now. So
right.
I was like – and she said, oh, thank you. That's like so sweet. I'm going to try to make an appointment. Anyway, this is like only like a week later. This is day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up or dropping off. I can't remember. And she says to me, hey, I'm getting my vaccine on Tuesday. I'm so happy. And I was like, oh, my God, that's great. Like, do you need a ride? And she's like, oh, no, they're coming to me. I was like, oh, that's awesome, you know.
Wow.
So then she says, yeah, and I'm starting nursing school. I'm going to be going to nursing school. And I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I said, where are you going? Are you going to like – they live in Northridge. I'm like, are you going to go to Northridge? And she says, oh, no, because I don't have a car, so I have to take the bus. So I had to go somewhere that's closer, you know, in case I need to come home at night. And I was like, oh, the fuck, you know. I was like, oh, and she's like, I'm trying to save money for a car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm budgeting myself like $1,500, $2,000, and I, you know, hopefully at some point – she can't get her kids to school. So right now it's online school. But
right.
They started the school they're in when they – the kids when they were in foster care.
Right.
So she's not going to have transportation for them. So I was like – I drive away and I'm thinking, I got to get this bitch a car.
Well, I know.
So
Hey, wait, okay, I mean, so many things. How long ago was it between the time that these kids were in foster, like when were they in foster homes?
So this was not that long ago. So
this is recent.
Yes. So they've been – so hold on. There's a little more to the story.
Okay.
So I'm like
– you got to get this bitch a car.
These people a car.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and of course I had a lot of like privilege guilt immediately. I don't want anybody to think that I'm like – oh, I'm going to like fix their life. Like I'm going to walk in it. But,
of course
but I was
know.
Like,
no, of course. You
what
help.
Really sucks is the feeling of going like, I know what it's like to be poor. Like I grew up not like having a pair of shoes every year, one a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been homeless. I've never had my kids like been in foster care. And
right.
I was like, it's so unfair that due to circumstances definitely beyond this person's control, because she is scrappy as fuck.
Right.
Like she is like, I'm getting my shit together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know a lot of the story at this point. Like this is all I knew.
Okay.
So I was like, I want to help them.
Right.
How can I help them?
Right.
How because I was like, if she had a car, a lot of things would be different in her life.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
A lot would open up. So yes. I was asking Lyle Crocodile. Mm-hmm. I was like, so your mom's going to start nursing school. And he was like, I'm so proud of her. Yeah.
My heart just stabbed me in the stomach.
And then I said, and he's like, yeah, she needs to be able to get a job so that we can get our own apartment. And I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, where are you living now? And he's like, oh, we have to share. We were homeless. He goes, we were living in a motel, but we got placed in this home that we share with like other families. And like we have to share a bathroom with them and we don't really know them. And I was like, now I'm like trying not to cry. Mm-hmm. Xander's trying not to cry. And I'm like, I was just so upset, you know, because
yeah.
I don't know. I, you know, of course, we all know about homelessness. Right.
Right.
But we all think that's other people. Like, of course, I help homeless causes and I give money to charity. But I've never been friends with somebody who was like in such a bad situation.
Yeah.
So I called. I emailed Xander's principal because
mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to what can I do to help this family? But mm-hmm. I want to make sure that they're going to want help.
Yeah, right.
And that I'm not just like, hey, Xander's yeah. friend is going to help. I didn't want to make them feel awkward. Like, so I was like, right. let me try to do this the right way.
Yeah.
I called some friends that work with nonprofits. I was trying to think of how to go through proper channels.
Yeah, but you know to go called me.
But you know to go through proper channels, though, there's a lot of like red tape.
Right.
It's hard to just get people what they need.
Right.
When you're working mm-hmm. with foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about that. Mm-hmm. And I called another friend who does a lot of like grassroots, like just goes out to her community and mm-hmm. gets money. She works with a lot of immigrant families.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her what to do. And she's like, just raise the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better than
right.
trying to go through like
right.
foundations. So I was right. like, okay. I call the school to make sure it's okay with them. I talk to the principal. She told me so much more to this, just that the school sponsored this family for Christmas. She's like, the mom is so scrappy, so grateful for any help she gets. And the mom told the school, like, I just really try not to cry in front of my kids. Like, I'm going to, you know. And then the lady from school was like, if we got her a car, it would just be a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to get this bitch a car is
right.
what I'm going to do.
Right.
So I started a GoFundMe.
Uh-huh.
And already money is coming in. I've raised almost $5,000 already.
Oh, my God.
Since yesterday.
That's
awesome. And that was
awesome.
Before I put it out to our For Crying Out Loud listeners, which
oh,
I was just hoping
right.
that people would help. I'm like, if I could raise like $10,000,
mm-hmm.
I have a friend whose husband is a car broker
mm-hmm.
who can help. So then I was like, do you think just either we'll just give her the money, all the money we raise, but I think it would be better to get her the car.
Right, right, right.
Vet a car so that takes something off her plate.
Exactly.
So she doesn't have to go shopping for a car and get
right.
screwed.
Right,
and, like just
right.
get her the just car and then
the
everything
car.
That's left over, cash.
Yes.
Gas cards.
Right.
And I'm like, I feel very blessed and grateful that I even have the ability and the platform to try mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. actually help a person and not just a charity.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if, like, Sunny or Natalia
no,
came home and that was, like, their close
imagine.
Friend?
No, I can't imagine. Of course not. I know. I mean,
you'd be
I—
like, oh, hell no.
No.
Oh, hell no. That is not going to
no,
stand.
No, of course. And especially with the resources that we have, all the people that we're connected to, and especially over here with Adam and his car people. Like, I could call DeAndrea right now, and he could probably find her a car. You know, I mean, there's just so many things that are, like— I work at Door of Hope. I know that I could talk to Katie, the woman that runs their, you know, nonprofit part that collects money and reaches out to the communities. And I mean, it's endless. You know what I mean? To be able to help somebody like this. Like, and if you have those resources.
I know.
You know, when we're lucky enough to have those resources. So
we've never experienced food insecurity. Can you imagine? Not knowing where your next meal is going to come from, not being able to feed your kids. She's probably worried every day that she's going to lose her kids again. Like if she loses her place to live. And I'm like, and the school people said, the woman I talked to was like, I could get her a job, like as a school aide. But she can't get there because she doesn't have a car. And I was like, well, we're going to change that.
Right.
Get her a car. Then she's going to have people that can help her get a job. And she wants that. Like she.
Right. Right. She wants to work. What is she doing? Is she working at all from home?
She doesn't work right now because Lyle Crocodile told me that the job she was at, she had a stroke at work. And so, you know, then she was in the hospital forever. So she lost that job. And
so
now it's been hard for her
home.
She can't get a job. I mean, it's been COVID and she doesn't have a car.
Oh, for fuck.
Right?
Sakes. Yes.
So
yes.
I know it's a little
help
weird.
This woman.
Her name and her picture are not on the GoFundMe.
Uh-huh.
I organized it and I think that what I'm going to do is collect the money for her so that she doesn't have any tax implications or anything.
Right.
I'm going to take that and I'm just going to buy a car. So I understand like if people don't trust me or if they think that's weird, but you guys know my heart.
Right.
I've been doing this 10 years.
Yeah.
So if you want to donate to me and not on GoFundMe or you're not on Facebook where you can see it, you can also just send me money through Venmo and say car fund.
Mm-hmm.
And my Venmo is Stephanie with an F - Taylor - 16.
Okay.
A bunch of people have already done that. If you want to do it, that'd be great. Just put car fund so I
right.
know. You know, because of all
right.
the people that just randomly send me money.
Right, right, right. You need to separate that out. Wow.
I'm going to get this woman a car.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
What can I do? Let's get her something else. Get her a place to live.
I know.
She needs money. That's it. You know.
Yeah. What she needs is a job.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs a car to get a job.
Right.
This is what I'm discovering is part of the whole homeless issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a catch 22.
Yeah.
Because apparently LA Housing is trying to get them a place, but you would think that people just get a place. Like,
right.
Oh, we help poor people. But no, even apartments that you get through apparently LA Housing, they still can reject you if you don't have a job.
Oh, yeah.
So according to Lyle Crocodile, they have tried to apply for different apartments to have their own
right.
place to live, but they get rejected because she doesn't have a job. So my feeling is get her a car.
Yeah.
Then she can take a job. We already have lined up places she can work.
Right.
And then she'll have a job and then she'll be able to have a stable,
aw,
Stephanie, nicer
place. You make a huge difference in their life.
I hope so, Lynette.
Because you will.
This
That's
family,
amazing.
The daughter who's 10.
She's 10?
There's a daughter who's 10. Yeah, Lila Crocodile is 12 and the daughter's 10. And she apparently, according to this great lady from Xander School, told me that she went to go visit them when they were in the motel. And like bring them dinner, and that the daughter was like the woman just had a baby, and the 10-year-old was like trying to give her stuff to give to the baby. Like, she was like, "No, you should have this for your baby." Like, they're just generous, sweet.
Wow, Stephanie, thank God for Xander finding this kid. You know what I mean?
That's what I feel like. It's just lucky.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
They just lucked into meeting somebody who has a podcast.
I know. And imagine, like, you know.
I know our audience is going to want to
definitely
help this lady.
Definitely.
You hear about this stuff all the time. Like, you hear about, like, oh, somebody meets a homeless person and then they put it on.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they, you know, it changes,
right,
their,
changes
life,
their life.
But, you know.
But it's different when you see it. And witness it and know somebody that is struggling. It's so
especially
hard.
When you know how bad they want to better their circumstances.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I see that at Door of Hope. Like, that's what that place does, is it's because it's a generational – it can be a generational thing with the being homeless. It gets passed down, unfortunately, because everything is a catch-22. How are you going to get a job if you don't have transportation, or you have poor health, or you're, you know, addicted to drugs and nobody's there to help, or whatever. You're on the streets, you know, and That's what I see is that they rehabilitate. They have all the right people, like agencies, to help to get them back on their feet, to show them like how to do a resume, to do all that stuff. Plus schooling they have there. It's amazing. And when you see these stories over and over and over, it's like, wow, like what can I do, you know, to help? And
but then part of the issue too is that like a friend of mine directed me to some of these organizations
yeah.
that do help. And there mm-hmm. was one in particular that seemed so I was like, oh, they help single moms uh-huh. with kids who have like immediate emergency needs.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, maybe these people can get her a car. But then I'm reading sort of the not the fine print, but like what
yeah.
they do.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of these places do is great, but it's like a one quick emergency thing like, hey, mm-hmm. did your power get shut off?
Right,
and you
right.
can't afford the $400 bill to get it turned on. We can help you.
Right.
But it's like if you are literally homeless or
yes.
or just found somewhere to live and stay and you don't have a job and you don't have a car.
Right.
I'm sorry, but $400 right. doesn't do shit.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Okay, you get your power turned back
right.
on. But
then
what?
Right.
I know.
Or,
oh, your car broke down and you need emergency repairs and it's $1,200 to get your brakes fixed and you don't have it. We can help.
Right.
Okay, but what if you don't have a car?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're not in the business of just, like, going, here's 10 grand
yeah,
for
totally.
A car.
Of course. That would be
nice. But I am.
Yes. That's awesome.
Oh, now we have to do an ad.
Oh, I'm so,
so
proud of you.
So can make money.
So proud of you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, everybody. If you help, I'm already going to know by this afternoon.
Yeah.
Because this podcast will go live.
Right.
And I'm already going to – I've been keeping the school up to date on
that's awesome.
The donations. It's
and
so
we
beautiful.
Should talk off the air because yes. if that guy doesn't help, isn't able to help with the car that John knows, then I mean we have a wealth of people here. And also, if her car ever breaks down, we have a garage here.
Oh my God!
So you know, I mean, the car thing, I can help you.
Okay.
Quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take you up on that.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's talk about something else that is
yeah.
going to make your heart swell.
Yes.
StoryWorth.
Oh my God! I love StoryWorth, the online service that helps you stay connected with your loved ones through stories and memories.
Yeah.
Which I love. And I've gotten before for people, and they love it. And it's such a nice way to help keep each other connected. There's no shortage of surprises when reading the weekly stories. And they make your family feel close if you're not together, especially when you're spread apart all over the country, all over the world. After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all your stories, including photos and beautiful keepsake books that's shipped for free. Okay, but you got to compile, you got to get them all the information, all the stories, send it to them, and then they compile it and put it in a beautiful keepsake book that is beautiful and goes out for free, shipped for free. So give your loved ones the gift of spending time together wherever you live with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to StoryWorth.com/FCOL. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/FCOL. You'll get $10 off your first purchase.
And I gave it to my brother, and
yeah.
he has been using it, loves it. It's just a really great way to make
it's
memories.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It's a great gift.
Also,
Bombas.
One of our favorite things.
I'm wearing them right now, baby. They literally rethought every little detail of the socks that we wear to make them more comfortable for us. And I wear them every day. I got all the different styles. I got the knee highs. I got the sports. My kids, all their socks are Bombas. They love them. They can tell the difference between they go into mine. Natalia goes and looks for my Bombas socks when she's out of hers.
Because what? Listen, why wouldn't you want to walk on a cloud?
Exactly.
Why would you want to walk on a piece of cardboard when you could be literally walking on a cloud?
Right.
Well, not literally. Figuratively walking.
Literally, it depends on, you know, but and the best thing also is that Bombas donates a pair to someone in need every time a pair is bought. So the generosity of Bombas keeps going, and over 40 million pairs of socks and counting. Give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/FCOL. That's BOMBAS bombas.com/FCOL for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/FCOL. Do it. Kaylin, can I get a water? What what she's got? What is she drinking over there?
I'm drinking a sparkling LaCroix.
It doesn't have to be lime, whatever. Surprise me.
Remember, we used to call it La Croix, but then we started having them as a sponsor, and I learned it was LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix Lime.
There was a long time where everybody was drinking these. I never had one, I remember. Like, we were stocked with them here. I don't know why. I just never did. And as soon as I had one, it was delicious. I love them.
I was on the seltzer water, flavored seltzer water train since I was a kid. Do you remember, did you ever have, when I was a kid, and maybe this is like a New York thing because my parents were New Yorkers, but we got like a seltzer water service.
Ah.
So you got these big bottles, like 2-liter bottles of seltzer water would arrive in like a crate at our house, and it had almost had like a little gun kind of thing. I can't explain.
I know what you're looking at.
You would have seltzer water, and then my parents, this is probably very New York-y, but they would put a little like orange juice in it or something for flavor. So I've been doing that since I was a kid.
Right. Was it flavored?
Went up on you, LaCroix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would flavor it ourselves.
Oh, you would flavor it. So it was bubbly water.
Put a little pineapple juice in there, a little OJ.
Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
You know what's gross is, do you remember the sodas? This reminds me. It's like a Jewish New York thing. The Dr. Brown's sodas and black cherry, really good. The cream soda.
Uh-huh.
But do you remember people would drink celery?
Oh.
Who the hell?
Yeah, I never had it.
Would drink a celery flavored soda?
That's weird.
What the hell?
I don't even like celery as a vegetable.
Hate it.
I'm always picking up the carrot or even the little tomato and dipping it, but not the celery.
No, celery is so
stringly and gets in your teeth, and
it just has a terrible bitter flavor.
Yes. Who the hell would?
Nobody likes celery.
You've had it.
If you like celery, you're not my kind of person.
Right. I agree.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm throwing cucumber in there, too.
No, I love cucumber.
Yeah, I know. Everybody does. I push it too far.
One step too far.
I'm not a big celery person. I mean, I'm not a big cucumber person.
How was your week?
My weekend, I can't think back that far. But my weekend was awesome. Like, I was, you know, it was Natalia's first tournament back in person. So I got to see her play live and up front and not on these glitchy, Periscope, which went off the air, by the way. Like,
I was going to say, the fact that they were even trying that is so like,
stupid.
What is it, 1980?
Right. Totally.
Put on your bell bottoms.
Yes.
Get your periscope out.
Right. Like, what the? And then they did it on YouTube. Like, she put it on the videos up on YouTube, but then the mom was saying that they got taken down or her account got closed. I don't pay attention to the details. That's her problem. Like, she wants to be the team mom and be the hero that sets up the camera in the corner. Albeit, but not me. But no, God bless her, because she would go to every tournament, the ones that the parents were not allowed to go, and there's been a lot. And she would set it up, and we'd have to all sit at home and just sit there and watch them and go, I think that's Natalia. I can't tell if that's a 7 or a 9. Like, what? It was hard. It sucked. So,
right.
You know, and also Natalia, who goes 6 days, sometimes 7 days a week, and works hard at her craft. It was so awesome to see it pay off, all her hard work paying off. And boy, did it pay off. However, it was a friendly tournament, I found out after I got. I was like, what the? Like, okay, now you guys go 6-0. They won all of their games, but it was a friendly tournament, meaning it didn't count to anything. It was just.
No, that's not cool.
I know. Can't it count to something? So I had a love-hate relationship with that day because, of course, I was very proud of Natalia, who did awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I love every parent. I mean, every kid on that team is awesome. Natalia loves every girl on that team. And they all have such good camaraderie, and they all click, and they all know that they all click, which is nice because they've all been at it for a few years now.
Right.
And they know what it's like to be on a team where there's drama and blah, blah. There's no drama. Like,
there still one girl who never gets to play, though?
That was my hate part.
Uh-oh.
So there is one girl, and I've known this girl for a long time. She's like Natalia's closest friend, and it breaks my heart to have to watch how this coach, who I've talked about before, I'm not a very big fan of.
Right.
She's young. She's on the young side, and I don't think she is a great leader. I mean, I guess she's a good coach, I guess, but I don't know. She's not – I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble, but, like, you know what I mean? She just doesn't have those leadership skills. Like, maybe she should have worked at a camp for a couple years as a camp counselor before going right into coaching 14-year-old girls, you know, when you're
– It's such a formative age. Like, yes. I feel that if you are – and look, I know there's probably people listening that are like, well, hey, if you can't cut it, you can't cut it. This is where they start separating the wheat from the chaff. But but 14 is an age where you start – really taking in messages that affect your self-esteem.
Absolutely. And it's not even about, like, I get it if somebody's weak or not. She's a perfectly strong player just like everybody else. But in her brain, she just decided that she's just not going to – I don't know what it is. She does play favorites and makes no bones about it and says little comments – like makes comments about like what there is a weaker player on the team. It's not this girl that I'm talking, not Natalia's friend. This girl who's kind of brand, she's not even a weak, she's not advanced as the other girls because she just started like last year. So she needs more time under her belt, not as much as these girls on this team have had. So why she put her on that team is weird to me. When she's got Natalia's close friend who's been playing longer than Natalia and has the chops, and she keeps her out of the game most of the time. And I can't stand that. And I'm sitting next to her mom, and it's like, you know, do we acknowledge it? Do we not acknowledge it? You know, of course, at some point it comes up. And it's just like, I wish she was a better coach. And then when you have this coach having Natalia literally going and talking to other girls and going, hey, go talk to Amanda over there and put her in a better mood, or get her to wake up and play, you know, otherwise she's not going to play this week. Like, telling Natalia to say that, to go talk to these other girls. Why? Like, you're taking advantage of the fact that Natalia's got that rah, rah, come on, guys, we can do – like, that's Natalia's attitude. So why – you're the coach. It's not your job. Don't put Natalia in that awkward position. You know, anyway, she is she's doing something right, because that team is, I mean, those girls are great players and they're playing very well together. And I was so, so proud of all of them, and they won every game, which is insane. And I go, maybe you guys should just be told it's a friendly tournament ahead of time so that I think the pressure, they were just like kind of having fun together, you know?
Right, right.
And a lot of girls were not there. It was a smaller team because of spring break. There was not a lot of girls that could be there that day. But it was one of those days. However, it feels good to be on top, because it's like the couple days before the tournament, I'm like thinking, okay, it's in Irvine. It's at the same place that I've been to a kabillion times with Sunny at Momentous or whatever. And it is so – when you know you have to get off at the Jamboree, you know you're going to be sitting in traffic forever.
Right.
Like, it's going to take well over an hour. It's about an hour and 30 minutes.
Remember when I was doing that horrible job for Dr. Tanmoy Sharma?
Yes.
Yes. And I had to drive to Costa frickin' Mesa.
Yes.
Every time, just even if it was once a month, it was like I started sweating it like two weeks in advance.
Oh, my God. You're like loading up on podcasts to listen to. Like, what am I going to listen to?
Gatorade.
Right.
Yeah,
preparing yourself mentally for that traffic.
Yes.
Even a Saturday and Sunday don't make a lick of difference. Mm-mm. Always traffic.
No,
always.
What happened to COVID, by the way?
That's out the window, I guess, because now there's traffic is back. In Los Angeles.
It's back worse than ever.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm like, doesn't somebody have COVID? Can't you be home sick?
Right.
You're all, but what are you all vaccinated?
I know.
Out there willy-nilly?
Yes. Everybody, it's like a party now.
Did you even think I would say willy-nilly at any point today? Oh my God, well, should we talk about the shirts we got?
Yeah, well, I was going to bring that up at the end. But
oh,
just
okay.
to put a
okay.
button. They had a yeah. great they had a great time. It was so nice to see Natalia and all that hard work. And to me, the best part though, 70 is this these parents love them.
Really?
Oh my God, I love this group of parents. Love them.
You didn't have to wear your AirPods and point to them?
Nope. And I love the fact – I don't know why I like this fact, but they were like one parent per player. The husband and wife show up with wine in the cooler. And the dad's a doctor, so I guess maybe they look at it like, oh, you know, what if shit went sideways? At least we have a doctor on.
Sure, you got to need a medic.
Exactly. And one girl rolled her ankle. It was a good thing we had him there.
Oh, did he?
He was able to, yeah, just put ice on it.
My name's Paul. That's between y'all.
I'm drinking my wine cooler. But when I heard the women behind me, because, you know, I'm just sitting next to Natalia's best friend's mom
right.
the whole time
right.
and talking to her because she's my one friend that I know.
Right.
I don't know these moms because we haven't been to a tournament
right.
or practice or anything. So all I know is over text. So I'm sitting here and I hear like three of them talking and they must know each other from previous years work anyway. And one goes, so the cafeteria is open and one goes, if we have to sit, so everybody's trying to make sure that how many more games is left? Like, you know what I mean? And in volleyball, there's like two games that count as one game. You know what I mean? Like just because
right.
one wins doesn't mean it's over yet.
Right.
There's another game that has to happen. And then so sometimes it can go up to three. So we're sitting there and I hear them both both going like, wait, so we only have two more games, right? Yes, back to back. Yes. Okay, so there's no break? No. If there is a break, and then the other one's chiming in going, if there is a break, I'm going in there. And she points behind.
Uh-huh.
And then the other two are like, I'm with you. And then that's not even including the two that's brought their wine and their thing.
Uh-huh.
These are all the other moms. And I turn around and I go, hey, excuse me, where's in there? What are you talking about? She goes, in there where the beer is sold. That's where I'm going. And I'm like, hallelujah. There's been so many times at these tournaments where I've been there all day. I remember it was St. Patrick's Day, and I was like, fuck this shit. I've been here for 4 hours. I'm looking at the barrel of another 3 hours. I'm going to get a green beer in the cafeteria, and I'd go and hide.
Right, because you're the one who's always like, hey, I'm going to just charge my phone.
I was the phone charger, in
right.
air quotes.
And you'd only find like one lone dad.
There's a one dad by himself.
Oh, I got to charge my phone too.
Yes.
But then you find out he really was going to charge his phone.
Yes, he was recovering. He was recovering alcohol. Like, that's so right. That was in Vegas. I was like, I'm going, and I go to the bar to pretend to charge my phone. And he shows up and he's like, yeah, I'm really charging.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I'll sit here with you. That's fine. I'm fine. Hell yeah. He wants to sit in there and waste. And it's loud in there. And, you know,
right.
you need a break.
Right.
And these parents get it. And I love that.
Nice.
I mean, now because I have to go to Vegas with them. I'm coming up on Vegas coming up in May.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's going to be
and
fun.
Then two in June.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's
so
fun.
So three
in June. Vegas as well or
yes.
just another tournament?
Two June tournaments in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Like 2 weeks apart.
I'm jealous.
Because, not really. That jealous?
I might go with you to one of them.
Okay. Come on down.
I might.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Vegas in for so long.
I know. I know. So I'm going in May. I'll let you know how it is.
Okay.
If you want to come in May. I got three different opportunities.
You in May.
All
tell
right,
me how we get
out.
The lay of the land.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I might hit up your action in June.
Mm-hmm.
Enter
okay.
a poker tournament. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. I'm crazy like that.
Yeah, poker tournament. Mm.
You know, I like my poker.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, do you own or rent your home?
I do.
I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico Easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. So what does Sunny do while Natalia's, like, tearing it up?
Luckily, Adam had the weekend off and was, like, hanging out with Sunny. They went for a long hike with Phil. They drove down to Malibu. They were in Malibu. They took Phil to the beach.
Okay.
You know, because I was going to be there all day. I was like, can you do something with the boy? Because I'm going to be gone. And he was like, yeah. We'll figure it out. So they went on two long hikes and they went to Malibu. So they had a good time.
So that's funny that you should say that, because on Sunday, John took Xander and Lyle Crocodile to the dog beach that we've gone. This was our second time going. I didn't go, but he took the two boys.
Right.
To Leo Carrillo.
I was just going to say.
Dog beach.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a picture of it up on my on our FCOL Patreon.
That's nice. Isn't
yeah.
it great when the husband takes the kid somewhere? It's awesome.
Yes.
Especially with a friend. That's awesome.
So great.
Yep. My kids went back to school this morning.
What?
Mm-hmm.
First time?
Yep. Back to campus.
Lynette, you buried the lead.
We can talk about it on Friday.
Like
that's
every
all
day?
I know. Is it, like,
is it
we'll see how it goes. I'll give a not.
Is it hybrid? Or are they only supposed to go a few days a week? Or
they're
is
only
day?
Going. My kids go Tuesday, Wednesdays, and then some other kids go Wednesdays, Thursdays, and then they have Mondays and Fridays off. Well, not off, but at home.
Okay.
But my kids only go Tuesday, Wednesdays. So.
Okay.
Already starting with, you know, Natalia wanting to get there early and Sunny wanting to get there at the last minute. Like, Natalia's like, I don't know where my class, I don't know what room, I can't remember where room whatever is. And I want to get there early. I don't want to be late, you know. So,
I feel bad for these kids. Well, your kids are freshmen this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they haven't.
They haven't been in high school yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Annette, that is hard.
Yeah.
And this is a different school. It's a different campus,
it's
right?
It's on the same campus, but the middle school is separate.
Okay.
It's not where the high school classrooms
are.
So
they have to find all that stuff.
The
first day of school is hard enough as it is without it being like everything's already happening.
I know. It's weird.
Haram.
Yeah.
This show should just be called Haram.
Right. Name of this episode.
Everything's a big haram.
It is.
Haram. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're going back.
So I'll let you guys know how they do.
All right. Let's give a shout out to our business shout outs.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about what we got from Ulysses first?
Yeah. Let's start.
Ulysses. Okay. First of all, you know what we should – hold on.
This is when I
Let's
said
talk
it looked
about
like
Becky Barris. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I get what you're – I get what's
you
going on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. So let me do a couple first.
Yeah.
We have our friend Lauren Green is trying to better her circumstances, and she started – you know, COVID hit her hard. So she has a website called Loud Living with Lauren, LAUREN.com. And then she has different things. She has an Etsy page, which is really cute. She does these little bibs and little like little bibs and things for babies and onesies with cute, funny sayings on it. And that's on her Etsy page. And then she also has a Color Street nail business. I think that's nails. Yeah. So she does home decor, custom baby items, nails. And anyway, so check her out at loudlivingwithlauren.com. Then my really good friend Robin Reiser's husband has the photo camp, Atwater Photo Camp, empowering kids through photography.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they have virtual and in person if you live anywhere like near Glendale Atwater Village. But the virtual, you can meet people from all over the world. Your kids can meet people and do fun things. So it's like a five-day photo adventure camp. And the website for that is atwaterphotocamp.com. And if you use the code FCOL, you can get 15% off. And that's my friend. And then Liz Elsasser has her son Zachary teaches the drumming. You guys know about that. You can go to Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Elsasser, ELSASSER.com and take some lessons from her son, Zach. Which sounds so cool. He's really good drummer. He's very well trained, and He can do that.
That's great.
Virtually. Also, one more before I get to Becky. Randy May Ames.
One with too many names.
Yes. At Maybell Moon, M-A-E-B-E-L-L-E Moon. At Maybell Moon. She does the lotions and potions and ritual gear and stuff with sage and
stuff that our kids
peppermint
are into.
Salves and stuff our kids are into. Go to her. That's her Instagram. Go to her Instagram. Check out her Etsy and like load your kids up with some stuff. They will love it. The stuff is all the rage. Good for
it's a cute name too.
Presents and stuff. Okay, and then we have Becky Barris.
Okay, dun da da da. It was like Christmas morning this morning when I walk in and Stephanie goes, come here. I got some stuff for you. I got some swag.
Yeah.
So Ulysses, thank you, Ulysses, and thank you, Becky. Ulysses, what did he do? He reached out to Becky and bought us some t-shirts.
Yes.
Because Basic Becky makes t-shirts with whatever you
want.
Right.
So Ulysses commissioned JustBasicBecky.com to make
the cutest shirts, but the best. Well, I mean, they're all great.
Remember when we talked about Goodfellas?
Yes.
And the painting.
I can't believe
with the guy in the boat with the dogs. And how did you describe
it? My favorite scene in cinema history is when the old mom is like, and Robert De Niro or Joe Pesci is like, look at what my mom, you know, she paints. And it's the old man in the boat. She made a painting of an old man in the boat with the two dogs. And he goes, look at this. Look, one dog's going this guy, and this guy's going this way, this guy's going this way. And the guy in the middle going, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? This is the actual painting is on my t-shirt. Thank you,
it's
Ulysses.
Amazing.
Thank you, Becky.
Plus, she made some Statazit. I'm listening to FCOL. Plus, we got a Ulysses is my homie and a Lewis for our friend Lewis. Lewis is my homie.
I love
and it. We got one for Kaylin. Don't worry, Kaylin, you're not left out.
Right.
Anyway, so sweet. Thank you, Ulysses. You're the best.
Yes, Ulysses. And we're going to post these. We'll put these up on our For Crying Out Loud Instagram.
Hell yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And again, if you want to donate to my friend, to Lyle Crocodile's mom's car fund, Stephanie with an F dash Taylor dash 16 is my Venmo. I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to take every penny. Get a car and anything that's left over, she's going to get the cash.
That's awesome.
We're going to help this mom. All right. Thanks, everybody. Your parent
now.
Thank
you. Don't F it up.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.